Just the second woman to win an open seat in the Bougainville general election, says she had no doubt she would win. 30-year-old Theunila Roka Matbob won the Euro seat in central Bougainville in an area that encompasses the controversial Panguna mine. She shared her views about the mine but began by saying that winning was no surprise to her.
In fact, I should say I was a surprise. I was sure that I was going to win the seat well before I even nominated.
Why do you say that?
I say that because I've been working with the community for 7 years since I graduated from the university. And I've been engaged with the community, especially those who are never given any chance to have their voice being heard. Most of the times I'm traveling communities, talking to people, and those that are never reached by the government. Those are the people that I've spent a lot of my time working with. So it was a call from them and the request that came from them that actually motivated me to consider politics in this general election.
What's the nature of the work that you do with the community?
I actually run a child learning and counseling center, which is something of a very new concept that I've decided to develop with the support of my family. So I've established schools outside of the government support as a volunteer. And as a social worker, I've actually did a lot of research even within the area, the mine impacted areas as well, and even areas that are outside where there's the road links and stuff. So these are the kind of things that I've worked alongside the people, and then I've understood a lot of their needs, especially what they want with regards to the process of independence. Because, you know, the constituency that I've been elected into is actually the constituency that is at the forefront pushing for independence. And then given the kind of leadership that has represented the people of your constituency previously, it actually gave me a lot of time to hear sentiments from people saying that they need a voice that can actually fulfill the dreams that leaders who have passed on have actually planted in the hearts of the people. So those are the kind of things that I do apart from providing education service to those that disadvantaged communities, and also trying to help those that are pushed out by the education system to go into tertiary institutions within the country.
Where you are within your constituency is the Panguna mine, isn't it?
Yeah.
So where do you sit in terms of what should happen with the Panguna mine?
Well, for myself, my honest opinion with regards to the agenda of Panguna is that I would really appreciate, and as a representative, I would definitely appreciate all the legacy issues being settled first before the government can have its decision made over the issue of Panguna mine.
Under the mining legislation as it exists, it's the landowners themselves who would decide. Is that not the case?
Being a landowner myself, the truth is that the people on the ground, they do not want the mine to be redeveloped without addressing the legacy issues. The way it is and the way the media has been covering for quite a long while is that the real voices of the people on the ground is never heard. It's what the political representation believes that is the view of the people is what is always covered in the media.
The new MP for Euro in central Bougainville, Theunila Roka Matbob, speaking there to Don Wiseman.